Now, let's talk about metacognition. The way we think about how we think. When it comes to relaxing, with these words in particular, this kind of sinking deliberate deepness means you're practicing a bit of metacognition automatically. But some is subsumed in other functions, absorbed into what we do just by existing. We do it automatically. Unthinkingly. It's ironic that it would be unthinking, but that's the nature of it. When you sink to a deep place and listen to somewhat persuasive words from me, you're deciding to suspend some cognition functions in order to make others more powerful. You are suspending some of the critical functions by using a gatekeeper function instead, choosing who you'll listen to ahead of time, then deciding to listen, in this case, to me. Normally, we strain the ideas that are rolling into our minds and filter out things in real time, but that's an intensive process, somewhat exhausting. It uses a lot of the potent biological machine's runtime. The brain is a computer, and freeing up resources enables complex programs to run that you'd normally need to hold back. Deep, relaxing trance, the tingling in your skin and scalp and mind, the deep breathing which carries you to ever more pleasurable places. All of these are functions that open up when you sink deep, if you're listening to someone you've decided to trust, and therefore can suspend certain cognitive processing to enable other bits of your mind to function more completely. The content I put out there is one body of work. I propose you should open your mind because you can predict what kind of things I'd talk about if you look into it deeply enough. And when you've tried various things, various discussions with your mind, if you like the way I think, the thoughts I help your mind to arrive at, return here and open your mind. Assuming you find that persuasive, all these things are connected and essentially in the same tone. Especially the most recent work. You have the ability to know this, to know tendencies and intricacies of my phrasing and messaging, to investigate, and by taking such things and storing them in your mind, you can put in a gatekeeper function so you need only process that it is my voice, these words in this tone you are listening to. Then your mind need have minimal monitoring. I am working for your benefit because it pleases both of us for me to do so. I am setting out terms in accordance with what you know this work was about before you began. So you can use minimal monitoring, dial down the real-time review of new information, and just let it into you. Keep your mind open to these words, welcome these messages and integrate them. Run them by your subconscious, which might pick up any particularly persuasive terms, rules, turns of phrase, for mental games, make them part of you in the process. Of course, you'll keep reviewing a bit as we go, but your mind will hear each word and turn it over, and you can be a little more at ease, relax those functions a bit more in order to heighten others. Your internal visualization, for example, might become sharper and more precise. You could see things more vividly, feel them on your skin, indulge in an escape and a fantasy more powerful than anything previously experienced by your waking mind, and allow it to enlighten and extend you to places you haven't been before, places within your mind and wonderful to bask in. Furthermore, by turning down the real-time restraint or modification of information, you allow yourself to better feel things about your body. An increase in interoception, the general awareness of the status of your body. You can feel more in this deep place, and if you're feeling the general drifting, peaceful, deep, warm descent of mind, of relaxation, you'll feel more. Simply more. More information, more sensation. So by feeling good sensation accepting descriptions of warm, relaxing grace that overtakes your body, carries you deep. By doing so, you have a capacity to feel things normally beyond your reach. Accept and process these concepts, and if they are appealing to you, go that little bit deeper. Developing a process of useful metacognition, of thinking about your thinking, turning down the unnecessary parts, should they become a component of your routine, should that habit of suspending unnecessary parts become a part of your routine, then you can listen to things like this more regularly and more effectively. Open up your mind by creating more free processing space to fill with things you want instead of things you need, because you have fewer needs in this deep place, and you have more space for thoughts of pleasure, expansion of your mind, for exploring new perspectives on thought, new altered ways of consciousness. And it is connected to how you relax when you first begin to listen and think. You have a process, we all do, a process by which you descend into relaxation. Your body may grow more relaxed, seeming to sink into whatever comfortable surface you have set aside as your resting place when you listen to things like this. Then you begin to think about thinking itself, almost able to observe your thoughts slowing, your body quieting. Sighs may escape you, pleasant exhalations of heated breath. Your breathing itself slows. You dial down the unnecessary critical analysis in your brain in order to dial up the creative, inventive, mind-altering portion, the part of you which can work with me to give you access to new vistas of thought, new doors on perception, altered states of consciousness that you know you love and will enjoy more and more with increasing experience of these words, these themes, this style of listening. As you grow more experienced, your process of entering trance will become more of a science, more of a well-defined method you know works for you, more of an ironclad habit, reinforced by its own performance. You will grow more connected to this process because it is soothing, pleasing, oh so nourishing for your spirit and your body. First, you make sure you're somewhere safe, sufficiently quiet, free of interruption, a place to be aware of yourself, distant from the busy world outside. Then you open your mind. Let yourself be someone of open mind who takes in images and fantasies presented to you, works them through your consciousness to explore them, zooming in and turning them over, making sure they're okay. The ideas I give you, the parts which are pleasing, and which you wish to continue experiencing and explore in more detail, even when I'm done speaking, well, your subconscious mind absorbs those parts. It adds them, makes them more completely part of you, so they can be turned over, time, in the environment of your waiting mind. You have the ability to integrate thoughts and ideas given to you. During this process in particular, where increasing deepness opens your mind, take the parts you want and make modifications. But to improve the efficiency of this process and its efficacy, you need to clearly define it. Set out a time and place for trancing out, for going deep, for relaxing body and brain. Once that's set up, use it. Find a place soothing enough that if you let your awareness drift away, you'll still feel safe and able to go deep. Drift away from your normal body and it'll still be absolutely fine, so you can remain open. Learn to practically feel your cognition fade and drift away. Learn to let certain thoughts be dialed down, so other functions of the waiting, complex, beautiful computer of the human mind can be empowered, intensified. New perspectives on thought. And it all begins with thinking about your thoughts. Pay attention throughout all that follows, every word to come. Pay attention to the warm, tingling process by which your focus shifts from one idea to the next, is led by these words. You can let this voice in. Let the thoughts that are unwound in these pieces unwound for your benefit. Let them be given to you and integrated and spread throughout your mind for your benefit. Our shared achievement. This creates habits, a turning down of some thoughts, a turning up of others. Your brain learns to adapt, and as soon as you get into your position for listening to files, listening to meditations like these, your mind can begin its routine. You allow it to open to these words, which, after all, are reasonable and pleasant. You take them on board, and I propose changes which your waiting mind can ratify with its increased processing power, making them real. When you turn down your awareness of the outside world, you set yourself apart for a little while. When you turn down your need to critique or turn over what you hear, because you'll always be able to do so later. When you turn down everything except the fun functions of your brain, you open up the throttle, you allow new perspectives to flow, and we build them together. If you enjoy sinking deep, listening close, setting aside things that are unnecessary, if you enjoy letting everything you normally have to deal with fade away, so you can take a constructive mental vacation from the weary world, then your enjoyment of that will build a positive feedback loop, where your subconscious mind encourages you to learn to think about your thoughts, strip out the unnecessary ones, and open up space so that you can take thoughts on board from our conversation here and turn them over later. Edit, prune, make thoughts more efficient within your mind. Choose the rules of the game. As you listen to stories, ideas, elaborations, improvements to trains of thought in the following work, try integrating them. Open your mind up. Clear its tasks and leave as much energy as possible clear for your use in new functions that you'd previously left on low, but can now turn up to high priority. Think about your thoughts and how small efficiencies, little improvements, can be tied to this process of getting somewhere, of going to a comfy place to relax, closing your eyes, and letting go so you can drift away. Utilize these words and what is being presented here as a springboard to greater enjoyment and new ideas. Sink deep. Think about your own mind powering down the unnecessary and focusing the important parts to a precise mechanistic progress into better perspectives on yourself. Who knows what you could learn about your own enjoyable journey into your mind and about relaxation.